This podcast nugget is for the Everyone Should Podcast workshop at the Boulder Public Library. You could listen to it even if you didn't take the workshop, and that's fine. And part of the magic of podcasting, it's much easier than you'd expect. Take this recording, for example. I made it last night on my iPad and was able to export it to the library's Foundry RSS feed through a WordPress backend that was fairly simple to set up. If you want to make your own podcast or have already recorded something you want to distribute, this file is here as your handy reminder where you can host and post your file for free or very cheap. To start an RSS feed for your own podcast, you could write one in XML and pay for a website host where you upload your files and create your own database, but that's a lot of stuff to learn if you just want to podcast. If you head to buzzsprout.com, that's buzzsprout.com, you'll find a free option for their podcast hosting where you can try their service for 90 days and upload up to 2 hours of content. Says that have a free hosting option limit the amount of space you could take up on their servers for free. You can use SoundCloud to host your podcast RSS, for instance. They have a free option, but they will limit you to 3 hours of content per month. At Podbean, that's podbean.com, their free hosting option allows you to upload 5 hours of podcasts a month, but you're limited to 100 gigabytes of bandwidth per month. And that's a pretty good deal because it means your smaller files that have been compressed into MP3s can be downloaded more times than larger sound files. If you decide you want to invest in a podcast hosting service that isn't going to limit your uploads as much and could provide a very good tracking for your statistics, I suggest starting with Libsyn's $5 a month plan. That's Libsyn.com. If you have your MP3 file, your artwork, and your description ready to go, all the options I've listed, Buzzsprout, SoundCloud, Podbean, and Libsyn, will have slightly different ways to upload your content and fill in the fields for each episode in your main feed. However, each service has been around for long enough that they have very good user guides and FAQs to guide you through the uploading process and pointing you to your generated feed. Once you've created the feed for the first time, you upload each episode, which will be written into your RSS as a new item and instantly updated by your host. The hardest podcast to upload is the first one, so hang in there. Also, don't be afraid to Google your question or use any support your host offers. 98% of all problems are easily fixable once you're familiar with how your host's website works. Take a look at these websites and pick a free or cheap hosting plan that's good for you, then get to podcasting.